Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and on the phone with me is Damian Arsenis from pickandroll.com.au. Mate, welcome to the show.
Always good to be on the show, and it's an extra special time of the year. It only comes around once every 4 years. We have Olympic fever.
We're only a few days away.
We are. It's only a couple of days away, and we've got the Boomers and the Opals that are both come out vocally saying they're going for gold.
Which they should. We don't expect anything different. Obviously, it's going to be very tough, especially for the Boomers with Team USA so strong. But you don't want any team to go into the Olympics thinking that they're not going to win it or that they're not aiming for it.
Look, you're right. The only thing I'll say to that is you want them to come out and say, we're going there to win. We're our mentality is we'll win, and that's what we want. You've got to aim to win whenever you compete in any sport, in my opinion. But to continually say they're after gold, after gold, after gold, that's probably the part that doesn't resonate with me. And I think, you know, it's already going to be tough. If we look at the whole competition, if you're looking from a Boomers point of view, there's 12 teams. Only three of the teams are ranked below Australia in the world rankings. And, you know, just to make the top eight would be a fantastic achievement.
That's how we like it, though. We love being the underdogs.
We love being the underdogs. And I just think it would have been good if they just towed the line a little bit more, toned it down, had that high expectation internally, say we're there, we're going to win with a winning mindset, but to continually come out and say gold, 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 gold. That's the only part I don't like, because part of me, my head, my heart says fantastic. My head's saying, are we setting ourselves up for a big four?
All right, so let's move on to our starting five, where we have a look at five topics in 5 minutes. And we will start off by talking about the Boomers. They've landed in Rio. They've set up in the Athletes' Village. And Andrew Bogut, as he always does, tweets out a few things about the Athletes' Village and possibly not the best standard. And we know from previous Olympics, the Athletes' Village is never luxury accommodation, but I think Andrew Bogut had a few issues with the accommodation they were put up in. So, Damo, to make their stay a little bit easier, what do you think that the team needs to make their stay more enjoyable? Obviously, the medal is going to be the main one. So a medal would obviously make their stay better. But what about from like an aesthetic point of view? What about something to make their rooms a little bit more comfortable? Something like if they had a big screen TV or they had Foxtel so that they can watch movies of a night time or anything. I'm sure they wouldn't be watching movies, by the way, if you had the Athletes' Village. But something like that. What do you think would make their stay a little bit more enjoyable?
Look, Andrew Bogut got a bigger bed, so I think that's already helping. The fact that he had to put his shower curtain together, I don't think really helped after they just jumped off a plane. But having said that, I think what the US have done is both very luxurious, but I guess they've also lost the opportunity to be in the Athletes' Village, and I think that's one of the experiences that the athletes always talk about that they've enjoyed.
Yeah, because they're staying on a luxury boat. For those who don't know,
the national team have actually booked out a luxury cruise liner, a cruise ship, which is docked in the bay, and they're staying on that.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, and I know that that's not really how Australia rolls, but I think Andrew Bogut would have probably preferred something like that, but we'll see how it goes anyway. Topic number two, Damo. The Boomers will kick off their Olympic campaign against France on Sunday morning, very, very early morning our time. How will they win this game?
3:15, I think, yeah.
3:15.
Yeah, so look, I guess we've had a bit of a mixed lead-up to this game. We had a great come-from-behind win against Argentina in Buenos Aires, which is a fantastic result. And then we really struggled against Brazil and Lithuania to close out the warm-up games. Now, having said that, I think the Boomers were trying different rotations, different styles of play, without giving anything away as well. But it certainly wasn't great. And then I guess we were able to cap it off with a massive win against China. But really, China's probably going to be one of the two weakest teams in the Olympic Games this year. So the preparation leading into it, probably not ideal, but the one big shining light was Andrew Bogut got minutes in the win against China. So I think that was a big moment to get the big fella back in there, because rim protection was something we were lacking in those big losses. So the French are a very, very strong team. They're loaded with NBA talent, and you know the Australians have got a lot of NBA talent themselves, but if we really compare our NBA talent with the likes of Tony Parker, Boris Dior, Nicholas Batum, Rudy Gobert, and then you've got the European stars in such as Nando De Colo, who's used to play for the Spurs. So we've got a very, very good French team there that had to win their way into Rio through the Olympic qualification tournaments where they went undefeated.
Speaking of Andrew Bogut, a lot of people are surprised that he's actually made it over, because when he injured himself in the NBA Finals, it looked like he was going to actually miss out on Rio. But now that he's actually a part of the team, he's probably going to be on a minutes restriction. So my question to you, Damo, is should he play, because we have to play the USA in group stage, should he actually play against the USA, or should we just wave the white flag a little bit and rest him?
Look, it all depends. If we can beat the French, and I think we can beat the French, it'll be a very tough game, and it would really buck the trend of previous Boomers teams. We've really started competition such as the Olympics and the World Cups very slowly. We've usually lost our first one or two games and then had to come from behind and cause an upset or two and get the wins. So we're playing probably the three toughest teams in our group straight up, the French being the first ones, Serbia and then the USA. So we've got a really tough lineup to get through. If we can get two wins straight up against the French and the Serbians, which is no mean feat, then I would definitely be resting him against USA. Get him right for the rest. Make sure we've got this guy, Bogut, who's such an important piece, ready for the quarterfinals. Having said that, if we're none and two, we desperately need a win. How is he travelling? Is he sore? I'd be playing it by ear to see whether he plays. But if we're one and one, and two and zip, there's every chance we do look to rest him.
What about the Opals, Damo? They kick off their campaign again on Sunday morning, not as early as the Boomers, but they'll be playing Brazil. How do you reckon they'll win that game?
Well, that's going to be very difficult. So let's go back to their warm-up. I believe they easily accounted for Canada. They beat the French, who are a very, very tough team. And then they really pushed the USA for a while before the athleticism and the run-and-gun nature of the game got away from them. But again, not necessarily trying to give too much away. So I think they've had a better preparation, and I think they've shown they really are a medal contender, and they really, that we potentially saw a gold medal preview between the US and the Opals in their 15-point loss. In that game, Liz Cambidge absolutely dominated. Now, whether the US was showing all their hands either, we won't know, but there were some really encouraging signs out of those games. Now, the Brazilians are playing as hosts in front of their home crowd. So what we can expect is the crowd is going to go absolutely nuts in support of that Brazilian team. So the Aussies are going to be playing at least, the six man as well as the five on court. And Brazil actually have a very veteran team, and they've got two WNBA players in Clarissa Santos of the Chicago Sky and her teammate over there in Erika Souza. And their average age of the team's 29, so very veteran team. So they will be no pushovers in the opening game for the Opals. However, I still reckon the Opals have probably got an edge in talent and ability, and I think their preparation should have them well prepared.
Topic number four, August, Damo, is the month that a number of college basketball teams are heading to our shores and coming to play some of our local teams. Out of all the teams that are coming to Australia, Damo, which teams are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Look, it's hard to look past Washington, actually. I think Washington's really going to be a really exciting team to get around and watch. They've got a great schedule, and I think this time around, I think Melbourne's been very lucky to get a lot of teams in the past and have a lot of games, whereas this year it seems like it's our Sydney counterparts that seem to have secured just as many games as what Melbourne has. And the Washington Huskies are probably a really good team to watch, and they've got some exciting talent there. Chris, who you'd be well aware of.
Absolutely, mate. Plenty of them. Plenty of them.
And we've got the Bruins as well. So we've got UCLA touring, both men and women, as with the Huskies as well.
No Jonah Bolden, though, unfortunately.
No. So obviously Jonah Bolden departing the program less than a month out from the tour to turn professional. And look, there's also, you've got the South Dakota Coyotes from the Summit League and the women. They're touring. They're playing against WNBL teams as well. We've got the Houston Baptist Huskies too from the women's program. They're playing a number of games, including against the Dandenong Rangers and the Melbourne Boomers as the WNBL. And then we've got our Eastern Washington Eagles, Chris, who we had on the show.
Our boys.
Last season, and we will call them our boys, loaded with Australian talent. They're coming out, and they've actually got the most punishing schedule out of everyone. They've got a number of back-to-back-to-back games, and they're really looking to launch their year with some great competition.
Yeah, they're who I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think they finish off their campaign with a game against the NBL's Cairns Taipans as well. So definitely going to get around, and I've been assured that there's every chance we're going to be able to have not just Felix von Hoff back on the show again, but also head coach Jim Hayford this time.
Love it. And just to finish us off, that because we've got to finish very quickly, Penny Taylor has announced her WNBA retirement at the end of the season. Now, what is your favourite Penny Taylor memory? Because there are lots of them.
Well, first and foremost, Penny Taylor is arguably in the top two or three players Australia's ever produced, in particularly in the women's, if not across both men and women. I definitely put her up alongside the likes of Lauren Jackson, who also had to retire this year. So we're really seeing a generational change here at the moment. And then you've got the likes of a Michelle Timms as an example, who was inducted into the FIBA Hall of Fame as well. So definitely we're talking top-tier talent there. But my favourite moment, how could you look past the 2006 FIBA World Championships, where the Opals were led by Penny Taylor to the gold medal, and she was named MVP of the tournament?
I think that's a perfect answer, mate. We've got to finish off. We've got to get out of this studio because there are people after us trying to jump in. But thank you as always for joining us, mate. We'll catch you next week. As always, where can we find all your stuff?
Yeah, you can find everything Opals and Boomers this next couple of weeks at pickandroll.com.au and on our social media, being Twitter and Facebook, pickandrollau.
Thanks, mate. Go Boomers, go Opals.
Go Olympics.